Psalm 45. To the chief musician, upon Shoshanim of the sons of Korah, an instruction, a song of the beloved. My heart is welling forth with a good matter. I say what I have composed touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the sons of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O mighty one, in thy majesty and thy splendor. And in thy splendor ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp. Peoples fall under thee, in the heart of the king's enemies. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of uprightness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy companions. Myrrh and aloes, cassia, are all thy garments. Out of ivory palaces, stringed instruments have made thee glad. King's daughters are among thine honorable women. Up on thy right hand doth stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, daughter, and see, and incline thine ear, and forget thine own people and thy father's house. And the king will desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre with a gift, the rich ones among the people, shall court thy favor. All glorious is the king's daughter within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiment of embroidery. The virgins behind her, her companions, shall be brought in unto thee. With joy and gladness shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy sons. Princes shalt thou make them in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered throughout all generations. Therefore shall the peoples praise thee forever and ever.